a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. This is it. Guess the year.
21 gigawatts?
21 gigawatts.
Okay. So, this is Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. I had 3 seconds left in the song. I had a panic moment because I was like, oh, God, I haven't grabbed a pen or a piece of paper.
We do trust you, just so you know that. If she one day not. You don't have paper and a pen and you don't have a chance to write the year down from what the song is from, we trust you.
Like
or
it is
I do.
I literally said, I trust you. Don't worry about the pen and paper.
Yeah, but what you said was one thing, but what you
I don't trust you even when you have the paper. You've written down 92 and said 2001. So...
Because I changed my mind.
Exactly, but that's the whole point of it. You can't change... Why are we writing it down then? Why am I wasting pen ink?
Well...
I brought in a grey lead pencil today just
Did
for
you
that
really?
Reason.
So you're going to
waste
it.
Ink.
So old school.
All right, so here's how it works. We play a bit of a song. We cast our minds back through the mists of time, trying to remember what was happening around the first time we heard that song. Usually it's some sort of teenage emotional trauma. Mm. But what ends up happening is usually one of us is closer to without going over and we get a point for it.
You save that.
I know.
Sound like you were going off track, but you didn't.
You really lost your way.
They're in,
you
in Geelong.
I'm distracted by the Geelong thing.
They're in the in Geelong. They're at the AWA Arena, and I saw the big K-Rock sign in the background. We're on the telly, guys.
I haven't seen you distracted like that for a long time, Tommy.
Mate.
The sight of Geelong on the TV. Gotcha.
Look, there's K-Rock.
We've
got a big roller door there at AWA Arena.
Anyway, this means nothing to anyone. Let's play Guess the Year.
Okay, we're going to play a bit of a song. Here we go. Question number one sounds like this.
I love this song so much.
Really? Sort of what sort of time of your life was it?
No, I don't think it was any time of my life.
Ah, okay.
But I just love that song.
Like was through your teenage years or a bit older?
Is that Australian Crawl?
I just love that song so much.
Who sings that one? Is that a...
Do you know what? I almost feel like that could be a really nice acoustic version.
Okay, sure.
For an event.
That's not helping me.
Is it The Police? Is that Sting singing that
one?
No. Sounded like Sting.
No. It's an Australian band.
Is it?
Yes.
You've got to start guiding me a little bit more
Choir
than this.
Boys?
Okay, just let's do our thing.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
1985.
1985.
Ooh.
Of 93.
The year was...
93.
1985.
Yes. I'll take that.
Thanks for
that. No, hang on. What do you
say? Said 1986 and I said 1985. Look what's written there.
No.
Okay.
That's what you get for not helping me out a little bit.
He said 83 and then changed it to
90. Game today.
I said 93 right from the start. Oh, I was a long way off.
I'm in so much pain.
Oh.
Let's just go.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Trying to stop down and talk about it?
No, the game is giving me pain. Oh, I know. Or do I?
I have trauma from so many road trips listening to this soundtrack, and also we were talking about this the other day, Tina Arena. These were the two cassettes that my mum had, were the Titanic soundtrack and Tina Arena, and it would just be one after the other after the other.
Yeah.
Still get triggered hearing Sorrento Moon. All right, 3, 2, 1.
1997.
The year was... 1997.
Oh, good on you, mate. I think we've had that question before.
Well done, Log.
All right, here we go. This is for the win for either Loggy or I, or a tiebreaker may be required. Question number three.
Which club were you going to for this one, Log?
Frostbites.
In Werribee South?
Werribee South?
Where's Frostbites?
Frostbites in Chapel.
Oh, I'm sorry,
the best. You'd go upstairs and it would be the best for fist fights. You get like a bird eye view from downstairs. drop your drink on someone.
Alcoholic Slurpees are like a just amazing thing that nobody ever thought of.
Really?
Okay.
Madura Illusion Shakers.
Oh, something's just popping into my head.
Yeah, something's just popped in right around there.
You got something, Lee? There we go. 3, 2, 1. 2003.
We're going well, Tommy.
It was... 2005.
Oh! Okay. Okay, so I'm on 2 points now because I got...
Yeah, so you win.
Okay.
Yeah. Loggy just wants this game to end, doesn't she? Why are you feeling so negative towards Guest of the Year?
No, I'm not. It's well done, Tommy. I just chat like to, around it.
Too much thereof. Yeah. I just like the record to show that I've won two weeks in a row now. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Indy, my three-year-old daughter, has always loved unicorns. Mm. She's always been a big unicorn girl. We've got unicorns all over the house, specifically in her bedroom. But yeah, like they're just, you know, they overflow out of her room.
Cute.
So just all sorts of different, you know, anything you can imagine with a unicorn on it, it's on it. So, and now she's decided she's not super into unicorns anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that happens. And once you say to someone that you like a theme, then all of a sudden everyone gets you that. And then you're kind of like, I mean, I like the occasional unicorn, but that's all you're buying me for
20 years down the track, you're still getting little owl statues and T-shirts with them on and stuff. Do your boys ever do that? Go through like, oh, I'm really into something and then bang, straight off it.
Yeah, we're right in the planets space phase at the moment.
That's the best phase.
Don't tell Loggy that. God.
Posted the moon up on their walls.
Yeah, it'll move on pretty quickly, I'm sure, but right in the planets right now.
So here's where my concern lies. Mm. She's found something new that she loves at the moment and she's starting to get right into it and starting to be a bit obsessed with.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Oh, I'm dying to guess, but I won't get it. So tell us.
It's dolphins.
Okay.
Oh. She loves dolphins and you know how I feel about dolphins.
Okay.
Perverts of the ocean. No. They are the perverts of the ocean.
They are magnificent creatures.
They are a pervert.
You don't like the fact that you can't control them and that they could come out of the water and control you.
They're
I think you have a fear.
You.
I think you have a fear of that.
I just know. So the world's best PR job in the history of the universe is dolphins, right? Because everyone is like, oh, they're so cute. Oh, look at that. They're in the water and they got... If you do just all you have to do is scrape the surface, just do a tiny bit of research and you'll find out how messed up dolphins are, right?
They make you feel safe in the water because when dolphins are around, sharks are not.
No, I'd rather sharks, mate, to be honest. I would rather swim with sharks than dolphins.
It's muddy waters. But everyone goes through that. A lot of young people go through a dolphin phase.
Yeah.
I am one of those people.
You can't just...
I sponsored a dolphin. His name was Splasher.
Yeah, sure it was.
Is that one of the ones you visited at SeaWorld?
Why does everyone say that? Like it's some big conspiracy that they send the photo of the same dolphin around. Why would they do that?
It's the fact that it's got like a stock watermark on it. It's like a Getty
image.
I've
still got it framed at Mum and Dad's house. Splasher.
I used to donate
every month.
One of the
to
first
this
scams going around
I just
before
know,
the Nigerian princes came along.
Seriously,
they were dolphin sponsorships.
I just know that a lot of dad's fears is like that your daughter brings home a guy that rides a motorbike or something. My big fear, she's going to bring home a dolphin
that tries to ride you.
You pervert.
Stop throwing mud and filth. Start. What do you mean by this?
You don't know.
No,
you don't do
Lingy.
Some research, mate. I can't even say it. It's not for air at 7:29. Yeah. They're absolute animals. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
All right, 8:35, Tuesday morning instead of a Monday. Brad Johnson is joining us, doing the jump for Prestige Jayco Geelong. It's been a big year of Vest and Ferris 3-2-1s.
Absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was a close run thing, kind of, would you say?
It was tight for a little while, and then the leader just bounced out. The winner actually had six best ons throughout
six.
This year.
We thought
a couple
bring
of
two
votes
in.
And a couple of one votes
the
along
crowd
the way.
Got a
but,
of votes.
But when this guy played well, he played really well.
All right, he's in the studio now. We need to announce the winner of the Best and Fairest for 2022 is this guy.
Here comes September Cafe.
And the Best and Fairest winner for 2022 is
Cameron. He just ghosted across the front of Lost Home.
Really good kick from Cameron. Cameron pulls the kick. It was wonderful too because he found Henry. Cameron lurking in the pocket and it's a great place to lurk. Oh!
Productions, Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Cameron is with us in the studio. Congratulations, Jeremy, winning the Vest and Fairest for 2022. Now, you're looking at me as if to say, what's the Vest and Fairest? My wife's got a business, which is a protective vest for females who play contact sport. Tommy, play on words. I wanted to do 3-2-1 every week for the best Cats player. So we came up with the Vest and Fairest. It's an award won by Joel Selwood last year. And now yourself in season number two. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me in, firstly. No, it's been really good fun. I've had so much fun this season, so thank you very, very much for the award. But the interesting sort of part of the season starts now for us.
I just want to know, Jeremy, listening to those highlights, how many goals did you get in the goals, just handballs over the top in the goal square this year?
Yeah, I like to think I didn't get too many. As a forward, you'll take them every day of the week. But I didn't think I had too many, but in that highlight package, I had a couple.
That's just smart forward craft, isn't it? You work your opponent up the ground, you lose them and get back quick.
It's all about timing, yeah. Yes. It is. It's all about timing, especially if you're coming in on the fat side and you see Isaac Smith and they're all linking up. You just time it so you're in the goal square at the right time.
You've done well, though. When you look over, you know, what you've been able to achieve this year, but just your understanding of your teammates and the way that you play your footy, you get up high, you get back. You've got to read what your teammates are doing. You've really been able to gel with so many, especially the midfielders coming out of the centre of the ground.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we sort of spoke about last year and we wanted to do that. You know, being fresh at the club, I needed to train that, learn how, you know, the boys around me work. And unfortunately, a few injuries held me back. So I was able to do that over the pre-season and play every game bar the one on the weekend. And it's been good. It's been good to be out there, learn how they work, and I think we're gelling quite well.
Jeremy, every week we announce the Vest and Fairest. I assume you and the boys listen in every Monday and you're all fighting for it. Did you hear Jono's number 3 today, 3 votes? So how exciting is this for you that you finally got this medal in your hand? I imagine it's... He doesn't have it yet.
Here's
the presentation.
It's a beautiful medal, isn't it? It is.
I've ruined it.
It's a beautiful medal. I have caught the votes a couple of times.
Yeah?
Coming in from... We're lucky enough to live about 20 minutes out of town now, so it's a nice little drive in.
Yeah, beautiful.
Sit for my coffee, and I have heard a couple of times actually. So, it's awesome. I'll have to get that framed.
There's no ribbon for some reason. John, I got you a medallion and no ribbon there.
It's just a medal.
All this is all fun and joyous, but let's get to the question that fans want to know right now.
Okay, here we go.
How's the hammy?
I haven't heard that one yet, actually. but it's going really well. I ran really well yesterday, so a lot of people sort of don't really understand, but you get moving pretty quickly. So sort of 3 days post a hamstring, you're jogging, and if it's feeling okay, and I was lucky enough to pull up really well from it, and I'm fully clear at the moment. There's no pain or anything, so.
Excellent.
Feeling really, really good.
Good news.
He loves to hear it.
I wasn't sure about the pre-finals bye for a number of years, but now I'm stoked with it.
Yeah. Best thing ever.
Best thing ever. Yeah. So.
Now, what I do have here also for your partner, Indy, is just a jumper as well, because we know the support the girls put behind you, and it is my wife is a female brand, so the Zena brand. So we have got a jumper there for your partner as well, because without the partner and support of family and friends around you, you can't achieve what you're doing on a weekly basis.
Yeah, definitely. Indy's been a huge support for me, especially, you know, over the period of moving down here. It was pretty daunting for myself and for her and the people around me. But it was a big move, and, she backed me the whole way. So, I've got her to thank for a really good season this year.
Jez, before we get to a song, the medallion's nice, the jumper also lovely, but we heard that you have a bit of a sweet tooth maybe, so on behalf of Karok 955, because Jono did all that other gear, we got to the Freshwater Creek Bakery.
Oh. Passion fruit sponge just for you, Jez.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
So that's all yours.
That's a better reaction than the medal.
You don't have to take that home to share, mate. That's all yours.
I quite often talk to the fellas about how good the cakes are, and they let me know as well. everyone sort of goes, "Where do you live?" And I'm like, "Oh, Freshwater Creek area." And they're like, "Oh, the cakes down there are beautiful."
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. I go the back way so I don't have to actually go past it.
Go easy before
you're not
finals.
Tempted to stop.
Yeah. Well, I am too tempted to stop. That's why I go the opposite way so I don't have to see the store.
Tell you what, are you going to the club after this? Because the players are going to love what you're going to walk in with.
I think I'll put that on the table.
Morning tea, yeah, nice.
I think Big Hawk will take half and the rest of will divide up.
Nice. All right, well, congratulations. Best and fairest of 2022, Jeremy Cameron. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.